MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, January 13, 2025. Massachusetts will be getting more charging stations for electric vehicles. The Essex Town Administrator has submitted some new goals. Sunny, near 40. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 10:21 a.m. and 11:04 p.m. Christian Wade is reporting as the State House reporter that Massachusetts is getting a $14.4 million federal grant to expand charging stations for electric vehicles amid uncertainty about the future of the industry and federal initiatives aimed at convincing more drivers to ditch their gas-powered vehicles. The U.S. Department of Transportation grant will be used to install 472 new EV charging ports in disadvantaged communities near multifamily housing. The funding is part of $635 million in grants doled to more than two dozen states by the outgoing Biden administration to pay for more than 11,500 EV charging ports, hydrogen, and natural gas fueling ports. Gloucester Times reporter Stephen Haig is writing that in Essex, selectmen now have a host of objectives to consider after Town Administrator Brendan Zubricki created a more complete list of goals. Zubricki has been developing a list of goals set by selectmen, as well as those tasks needed to fulfill them in case someone else needed to perform those functions. He detailed seven new goals for selectmen to consider during the calendar year. The goals include oversight of the Essex Elementary School Building Committee's efforts to build a new school and consideration of a public water supply well modernization project. The administrator has been working with the Essex Elementary School Building Committee to explore the town-owned parcel at 30 Apple Street as a possible site for a new Essex Elementary School. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Caroline Enos is writing in the Salem News, neighbors of Beverly Regional Airport have temporarily grounded plans for a hangar expansion project at the facility. The group of Danvers neighbors filed an appeal with the Department of Environmental Protection over an order of conditions issued for the project by the Danvers Conservation Commission last year. The new hangar would be just shy of 40,000 square feet and would house two jets that already fly out of the airport. It would sit on the section of airport off Burley Street in Danvers, just over the border with Beverly. The appeal was accepted in late December, meaning the expansion cannot move forward while the DEP determines if there are valid grounds to deny the project. WFXT-TV is reporting that Revere City Councilors will be discussing two bills on Monday night that explore further action at the local level weeks after the arrest of an undocumented immigrant at a state-run facility emergency shelter. 28-year-old Leonardo Andujar Sanchez was captured after a search warrant was executed on December 27 at the Quality Inn off Route 1. Authorities said Sanchez, a native of the Dominican Republic, was caught with $1 million worth of fentanyl, an AR-15, and ammunition. Council President Anthony Cogliandro is now calling on the Revere Police Department to work with hotel management to investigate rooms for suspicious and illegal activity. And Zach Laird's reporting on itemlive.com. The Lynn School Committee welcomed two new additions to Pickering Middle School during their meeting Thursday evening. Renee Philbrook joins Pickering as interim principal. Nicholas Charias fills the role as interim vice principal. Philbrook, who has an extensive history working with Lynn Public School students as district math coach and program specialist, has most recently served as an assistant principal at Lynn Vocational Technical Institute. Charius, another dedicated educator, has worked as an assistant principal at Breed Middle School. In sports, in weekend high school hockey, St. John's Prep beats St. John's of Shrewsbury 4-2. Marblehead blank Gloucester 6-0. Danvers top Beverly 5-2. Winthrop edged the Peabody Saugus Swampscott Co-op team 3-2. And it was Essex Tech 8 and Triton 3. The Newburyport boys high school basketball team had a great season last year, and this year they're back at it again. The Clippers are 7-1, coming off a recent win against Amesbury. Cal Atherton had 23 points. Other key Clippers include Zaid Liana, Carson Gretz, Sam Craig, and Ben Cormier. The Endicott men's basketball team lost to Western New England 83-82 in overtime. Gloucester's Marcus Montenegro led the Gulls with 32 points and 8 rebounds. And the Patriots have hired former player Mike Vrabel as their new head coach. The Celtics beat New Orleans last night 120-119. The Bruins were off yesterday and return to action tomorrow night against the Lightning. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.